Save over $200 when you book weekly stays with Vrbo. This winter, if you need to work, why not work from a chalet? If you haven't seen your college besties since, well, college, you need a week to fully catch up in a snowy cabin. And if you have to stay in a remote place with your in-laws, you should save over $200 a week. That's the least we can do. So, you might as well start digging out the long johns, because saving over $200 on a week-long snowcation rental is in the cards. Book now at Vrbo.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to Champion's Mind. I'm your host, Dick Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home for all of us who have ever stepped onto field, court, or track. We're talking about fear and doubt, those sneaky little gremlins that can sabotage even the most talented athlete. Ever felt that knot in your stomach right before a big game? You know that feeling when you second-guess every move, wondering if you're good enough, strong enough, fast enough? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Fear and doubt are universal experiences, even for the pros. They don't disappear overnight, but learning to manage them is key to unlocking your true potential in sports and life, for that matter. So how do we slay these mental dragons? Well, I've got 5 killer takeaways that can help you turn fear into fuel and doubt into determination. Number 1. Acknowledge it. Don't try to pretend those feelings aren't there. Ignoring fear and doubt is like sweeping dirt under the rug. It doesn't go away, it just comes back with a vengeance. Instead, own your emotions. Say, hey, I feel nervous, or yeah, I'm doubting myself right now. Once you acknowledge it, you start to gain control. Think of it like this. If fear is trying to hold you hostage, admitting its presence is the first step in taking back the reins. Number 2. Reframe your thinking. Your thoughts have power. When those negative voices creep in, challenge them. Instead of, I can't do this, try, this might be tough, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Replace fear with excitement. Channel that nervous energy into focused determination. Remember, our brains are wired for survival, so sometimes they overreact to perceived threats. Remind yourself that you've overcome challenges before, and you can do it again. Number 3. Focus on the process, not the outcome. It's easy to get caught up in winning or losing, but true champions focus on the journey, not just the destination. Celebrate every small victory, every improvement, every step forward. This shifts your mindset from fear of failure to a love of learning and growth. Number 4. Visualize success. Close your eyes and imagine yourself performing at your peak. Feel the rush of confidence, see yourself executing those moves flawlessly, hear the cheers of the crowd. Visualization is a powerful tool that can help you program your brain for success. It's like mental rehearsal. The more you visualize it, the more real it becomes. And finally, number 5. Surround yourself with positive influences. The people you spend time with have a huge impact on your mindset. Seek out supportive coaches, teammates, and mentors who believe in you and encourage your growth. Remember, champions are made, not born, and they don't do it alone. Now let me tell you a story about a young basketball player named Sarah. She was incredibly talented, but she always struggled with nerves before games. She'd get tunnel vision, her shots would go wild, and she'd second-guess every decision. One day, her coach sat her down and said, "Sarah, I know you're capable of amazing things, but fear is holding you back. Remember to breathe, trust your training, and visualize yourself succeeding." He also encouraged Sarah to focus on the joy of playing the game, not just the outcome. Guess what? Sarah took his advice to heart. She started practicing mindfulness techniques, visualizing her perfect shots, and surrounding herself with supportive teammates. The result? Her confidence soared, her performance improved dramatically, and she even led her team to victory in the championship game. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways for conquering fear and doubt in sports. Remember, fear is a natural part of the human experience, but it doesn't have to control you. By acknowledging your feelings, reframing your thoughts, focusing on the process, visualizing success, and surrounding yourself with positive influences, you can turn those doubts into fuel for greatness. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you deal with fear and doubt in sports or even everyday life? Share your experiences, tips, and triumphs in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to reach new heights. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and remember, champions are made, not born.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.